In this week's parsha, we make the transition from the Makot to Yetziat Mitzrayim, a long-awaited moment when the Jewish people are going to leave Mitzrayim. That transition begins after Makat Choshech, when Hashem tells Moshe, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Od nega echad avi al paro v'al Mitzrayim, acharechein yishalach etchem izeh." It's time for the last Makot. And of course, Moshe knows what the last Makot is, even though Hashem doesn't specify it. Because already in Parsha Shmot, Hashem told him that the story would end with Makat Bechorah. And he explained the significance of the Makot. B'ni Bechor Yisrael, the Jews are my Bechor. If you, the Egyptians, won't free my Bechor, then I'm going to kill all of your Bechor. Even though that was mentioned in Parsha Shmot, we have to wait till Parsha Bo, till we're finally ready for it. And the question I'd like to ask is, why does Makat Bechor and Yetziat Mitzrayim happen specifically now? Why were there so many Makot up to that point, and then suddenly Bechor? Why not more Makot? Why not less Makot? Why specifically now? I think there are three answers to this question. The first, and maybe the one that's generally assumed, is that there were meant to be 10 Makot. That was the initial plan. Each Makot has its own significance, its group, its message. And this was the time for Makot Bechor, because Makot Bechor was meant to be the 10th Makot after Makot Choshech. The second answer is that the whole process of the Makot was only necessary because the Jews did not yet have the faith to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which was necessary for Makat Bechor to take place. I believe, though, that there's a third possible answer. And that third possible answer has to do with something that happened on Paro's side. Maybe Makat Bechor happened now because of Paro's reaction to Makat Choshech. If you look at the end of Perek Yud, right before Hashem tells Moshe about Makat Bechor, Paro tells Moshe, "Vayomer lo Paro, lech me'alai, get out. He shomer lecha, be careful, al tosef ra'ot panai. Don't come to see me again. Ki biyom ra'otcha fanai tamut. Because on the day you see my face again, you will die." Moshe's response is mature, stoic, but just as clear. Yomer Moshe, kein dibarta, so you spoke, lo osif od ra'ot panecha. I won't see you again. The very next pasuk, Vayomer lo Hashem, the very next pasuk, Od neka echad avi al paro. It's time for the last Makot. Maybe it became time for the last Makot because Paro was so emphatic on closing the door in Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem knows that Paro is not going to give in. Hashem is keeping him from giving in. Vayechazek Hashem et leif Paro. But as long as Paro is willing to see and hear Moshe Rabbeinu, there's still hope for him. There's still hope he might be flexible. And the final blow, the punishment of Makat Bechor, is stayed. When Paro closes the door on Moshe, he closes the door on his own potential for change. And that's when Makat Bechor arrives. And we see this throughout the Nevi'im. Malachim, kings who are recalcitrant, who refuse to listen to the Nevi'im. The biggest punishments arrive when the Melech refuses to listen, to hear, to give an audience to the Navi. You're not interested in hearing, there's nothing more to speak to you about Makat Bechor. The lesson here is obvious. We all have problems in our lives. We all make mistakes. And unfortunately, the Musar we should be internalizing and the people whose messages we should be living by, we don't always internalize and heed properly. But as long as the door is open to listening, to hearing, to reflection, Hashem continues to communicate with us. In the hope that we'll listen, and he gives us chance after chance. When we refuse to give entree to those who want to teach us the right direction, that's when we endanger ourselves. We leave ourselves open to the worst makot, to the final blows. Let's make sure that we leave the doors to our own future potential change open by leaving the doors to other people who can impact us open. If we leave the door open to them, we leave the door open to ourselves, and Hashem leaves the door open to us as well. Shabbat Shalom.